Our relationship with Kid from Kid and Play is one of the more curious things that's happened to us. It's a Lynchburg moment. If you go back to the early origins of our show, that's one of our terms where it's you couldn't believe if I would have told you when you were in Lynchburg that this would occur like 10 years from
In
now.
fact, you could have actually used this guy because in Lynchburg, I would be going to a movie called House Party
Right.
and marveling at this guy's hair and wondering what his bit is. But certainly it would never occur to me that I would ever not only meet the guy, but at times have him wake up in my room.
As you're sore.
Just, I was not sore. I was fine.
Well, he was fine.
But amazing, amazing stuff.
The thought that you become kind of friends with him, we're friends with him. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Didn't invite us last
And
night, but that's cool. Maybe that's because we're friends. Maybe that's because he knows us.
so he was in the guest booking league many years ago.
Yeah, he's on
I
my
can't remember
list.
whose list he was
He was on
on.
my
I
list.
can't remember which one of
Don't
us
worry
would have
about it.
wanted to book Kid from Kid and
Mine.
Play. But we had him on. And in getting him on, he said, "Okay, what station is this going to be on?" He was told. And here's a link to our website if you want to take a look at that before you get on. So he did. He clicked on listen. And we've heard this story before. Someone that lives far away tries the ticket once, and they end up getting hooked. And now he's listening to the Musers, Norm.
When he rolls in, he listens to the Musers
Yeah, he
from partying.
right. He when he rolls in from nights out in
Yeah,
L.A.,
yeah.
the Musers are on the air. And he's enjoys the old gray wolf and the snake, and he's kind of friends with all of us now.
Was actually nervous in studio to meet
To meet
Mike.
Reiner.
Yeah.
So it's a really weird deal.
It
Super
really
weird.
is.
So where else have we had interaction with him? Oh, he came to visit us at the Super Bowl this past year.
We went
Yes,
and
he
saw him in
did.
Dallas, and he whispered wedding advice for TC into his
That's
ear. It
right.
was just regonk.
The night before TC's wedding?
Yeah. TC and I were the only white people in that entire spot.
Kid from Kid and Play gave him advice, and yes, it was regonk. He became obsessed with regonk, and he has kept it trending on Twitter.
He yelled it out at the end of his performance at halftime of the Clippers game. He yelled regonk. Last night, doing karaoke, before he started he yelled out four regonks.
Boy, he did.
Boy, he got it going.
He was over-regonking last night.
So there's our history. So your history, of course, then is growing up and watching him, and he did the Kid and Play dance, and
Right, his music first, and then his movies,
it's
and now we
he's
hang out.
iconic. He's an 80s icon.
He is. That somehow transcends to the youth of today.
And he balls hard, man. He doesn't go out to have a few sips or to ease into the evening.
No.
He lives hard, and he will eventually, whenever his life ends, he'll say, "I did the most. You know what I mean? I
I
didn't."
laid it all out there on the line.
So anyway,
I did not slow down because of my age told me to.
absolutely not. So yesterday he came out to Cowboys camp.
Ball so hard.
His first time here.
He still skis on the weekends.
Dude, there's no question he still skis on the weekends.
So we handed him a recorder and said, "I don't know, dude, just going out there, see what happens." We had zero plan. We didn't have a hey, make sure you ask this and this and this. The only plan was, this is the record button, don't hit the stop button. Always record. Always record is the motto. So here is the first thing that happened is he just walked out with the recorder. A few Dallas Cowboys are walking off the practice field. And here we go.
You good?
Just point out.
How you doing,
right?
man?
How you doing,
Yeah,
man?
I'm good.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing, man? How you
Oh,
doing?
my fault.
Sorry, what's
Good. How
up?
you
Are
doing?
you all right? I'm Kid.
Yeah.
All right? That's what's
Yeah.
happening. All right? What's your name?
Nick Harwell.
Where you from?
Houston, Texas.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I love H-Town.
I was at the Rockets game when you performed at the halftime.
Oh, yeah. We was dope, right?
Yeah, y'all was dope.
I was tired afterward, though.
You was tired?
It was just one song. You know what I'm saying? You know how to do this? That's your boy? What's your name, bro?
Antoine Goodley.
You are?
I'm Antoine Goodley.
Antoine Goodley, and you are?
George Farmer.
George Farmer, how y'all doing? Huh? How was practice today?
It was pretty good. It was all right.
You know what I suggest?
I said it was all right.
If you have a good day at practice, you should do the kid and play with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know what I mean? It's a celebratory dance. You know what I'm saying? If you have a bad practice, you probably wouldn't. I ain't trying to put you on the spot. I'm just saying in general.
No, we can do it again. Yeah, we can do it. Yeah.
They had a good one. I think they could do it.
Really? Well, come on. You get me, hit me quick. I might be able to critique you, man. All right?
Hey, it's one, two, three. It's three of them.
All right. Now stop, because if y'all twist your ankle, they're going to kill me.
So explain what's going on there.
They are doing the kid and play kick step dance right there in front of them.
And they really were.
Yes.
Like, I was looking over, and I'm like, well, they are doing the dance. This has just turned into
three
house party.
Fully uniformed Dallas Cowboy players.
Who none of them are over, like, 23 years old,
no,
by the way.
No,
and a lot of these guys, after practice, it's keep your head down and walk through the media till you get to your hotel room. But they saw a kid and got excited. So, here.
They were born after house party, by the way.
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yo, twist your ankle. They're going to kill me.
That's you and
John. He does. That's what's up, bro.
Nice to meet you.
Man, best of everything, man. I appreciate you, man. All right, George. Good to meet you, too, dog. That's what's up. All right.
And the kid in play dance is immortal.
Did you miss the video?
Yes, I missed
it. Oh, you were.
Dude.
So Donovan was trying to get a video real quick.
And it was awesome.
And he ended up getting a selfie.
The camera was turned around.
He was
around.
Videoing himself.
It's like, what the hell?
Hold on. I enjoyed what Kid said here. He misuses a word.
Oh, look. Is it still on? That dance is so old. It's like the Watusi for black people.
Could you ever imagine 25 years later they'd still be doing your dance?
You know what? It's quite amazing and very humbling, and I appreciate it.
It is amazing.
He also doesn't know the meaning of the word humbling. That's okay, though. One man at a time. We can try to change this.
That's right.
All right, let's see. He talks to a lot of different people, and there's a lot of fun. Let me give you one more before we hear a few commercials. Let's go to... Oh, here's one you should definitely recognize. Donovan.
Hey, what's up, boss?
Man, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Nice to meet you.
Doing some stuff here with the ticket.
Okay,
man. How you doing? Tell everybody your name.
Tyler Patman.
Tyler Patman?
Yes, sir.
And you went to school at?
Oklahoma State.
There you go. That's a cowboy right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Cowboy to cowboy.
Cowboy to cowboy,
that's
man.
Good, man. How's training camp going for you so far?
It's real good, man. We're getting out here and competing and, you know, going to work. It's good.
Yeah, it's exciting. You feeling healthy?
Oh, yes, for sure. Feeling good.
That's good. So
I'll tell you something about him, man. What? He cheated me out of a Martin challenge.
A Martin challenge? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, you know Martin, my boy. How'd you lose?
I buzzed in before him, but since he's Tyler Patman,
I don't know about that.
What's your favorite Martin episode?
Favorite Martin episode is probably the one where somebody stole the CD player.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, Brother Man, right?
Yeah, it was Brother Man. He had the little Rockwaller stuffed animal.
Yeah, exactly. You supposed to like New Jack City, like New Jack City.
You talking about the one where you was on?
Yeah, you was Shanae.
I remember my man.
Nah, that's what's up, bro. So
yeah.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate
all right,
you.
Man.
Nice.
Have a great season, man.
That seemed like a perfect time to let Tyler Patman know that Kid wrote the Martin theme.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Think about that. This is Kid.
It is.
The thing that makes your phone ring.
Donovan.
Your ringtone, Donovan.
Let it go, Uncle Rico. You lost.
No, I'm not, Jake. Cheater.
It's not a good look, man. You cling to it too hard.
I am. Until I get a rematch, it's on.
All right. In the next segment.
That's why Dez fought him for you.
He buzzed in first.
We have, let me just tell
you. Your Martin title's not legit.
Let me tell you the cuts of audio we'll be playing in the next segment.
Okay.
One is we have Brandon Carr. We have three Cowboys Shaq laughing. And Dez Bryant.
Whoa.
In fact, I can play you this. This is the end of the Dez Bryant interview.
Kid with the exclusive.
Dez Bryant. No one on the ticket has ever had an exclusive like this one.
Jeez. That's next.
This is Sports. Right now we're listening to some good audio from yesterday after practice. Kid from Kid and Computer from Kid and Play. Our rap legend friend was out here talking to Cowboys, and it did not take long for us to realize Cowboy players are way more interested in Kid than media guys. And, boy.
Yeah, like, you know how I was targeting Lyle Collins?
Right.
And you saw Bob's my spotter. And then he had kind of a wedge. He had a bunch of players around. I had to go find him and walk through the guys and seek him out.
Right.
They were seeking Kid out.
Yes.
Like, he was just kind of standing there, and they would gravitate towards him.
Amazing stuff. It was a sight to behold.
You were watching him the whole time?
Yeah, that, you know, not just Cowboys like Nick Harwell, who may or may not make a career for themselves in the NFL. He's one of many trying to break through. But I'm talking about career-long guys who've been in the league, you know, 10 seasons or 5-6 years, making tons of money. They see Kid and they're like, oh, my gosh, can I get a picture with you? And it's pretty nuts.
All right, well, here's another example of that.
Walking around the Cowboys training camp. Yeah. We're just walking around Cowboys training camp. Hey.
Hey, fellas.
Kid.
What's up?
What's up, baby?
What's up? How you doing, brother?
All right. Yeah. All right.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, man.
What's going on, man? That's what's happening, man. How was practice today, fellas? How was it?
Huh?
All right. That's what's happening, man. Tell me, I'm doing some stuff for the ticket. Tell everybody your names, please.
J.J. Wilcox, free safety.
That's right.
Barry Church, strong safety.
Danny McCray, free safety.
Kid from Kid Play. Legend.
No, I'm just like,
That was good, man. Y'all feeling good? Excited about the season?
Yes, sir.
All right, can you win every game except the ones against the Giants?
No, I know.
All right, go on, get them. All right, man. Good to meet y'all, man. Absolutely, man. I'm out here.
That's Steve watching the show.
That's
classic.
I swear.
What?
That's
a
fucking classic, right? Yeah, get one of them classic house party lines.
Which one? I like the jawbone one. They call you jawbone.
Hey, be loud. Switch.
This is Kip Kid Play reporting. Thanks, folks.
What happened there? What was going on?
he was asking them to quote their favorite house party line. So they did it.
The jawbone.
Yes. And
okay.
The Martin was
so he said, what's
DJ.
Your favorite line?
Yeah.
Oh, your jawbone.
Hey, be loud. Switch.
This is Kip from Kid and Play reporting. Thanks, folks. Now, come on. That was a good one, Donovan, right? I can retire right now. That was a good one. That was a good one, Dad. Huh? That was a good one. That was a good one.
What would you have to do to get J.J. Wilcox and Barry Church and Danny McCray that excited? Like, what could we do to get them to
I don't think it could be done.
I agree. He has certain advantages, Dan, that normally are just reserved for very attractive young ladies that Kid seems to.
He brings out the best.
Yes.
Here he runs into Cole Beasley. There's not much here, but I'll give you a little taste.
Okay.
Cole Beasley. How you doing? Kid from Kid and Play.
What's going on?
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Mind if I have a word with you? I'm here with him with the ticket.
Yeah, let's go.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Right.
I'm great.
How was practice today?
It was a good practice, man. Just another day of grinding.
Right. You know, is there like a different energy to each day, or is it fairly consistent?
All right. I'm giving you a taste because
feeling good, so we might go beyond the season.
That's good. That's the Kobe I like to see, man.
Mamba.
Yep.
Cole Beasley. Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
Thanks.
He was asking about his favorite NBA player, I guess.
Yeah.
Start talking Kobe.
Yeah. Let me see here if I can get you back a little bit.
I'm right here. But now there's word that he might go beyond the season. He's hinting that I'm feeling good, so we might go beyond the season.
That's good. That's the Kobe I like to see, man.
Mamba!
Yep.
Cole Beasley. Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
Thanks for your time, man. All right. Have a great season.
I think that's about it.
All right.
That's the
Kobe is the Mamba.
Cole Beasley, the garden snake.
Let's see. All right, one guy that didn't run up to him, but he saw Dez. Dez was walking off near the crowd. You walk through a double-doored fence over here that is lined on each side with Cowboy fans yelling, hoping to get autographs. And they will all start chanting in unison if just one guy walks over. And I think that's what was occurring as Dez was walking up. But you, I think, were pointing at him saying, hey, kid, why don't you go over there? And so Kid actually, this is the one player he walked after.
Yes.
He was walking behind Dez. And Dez didn't see him, but he will here.
Dez. Big Dez. What's up, brother? Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I just want a big shout out from Kid Kid and Play.
Okay.
You're one of my favorite players, even though I'm a Giant fan.
I don't know
but...
me and you down in Dallas. I mean, in Houston.
Houston. Yeah. Yeah, that's the spot, man. Mm-hmm. You feeling good?
Feel good, man.
Looking great?
Hey, feeling great.
Well, you're getting everything you deserve, man. Everybody's really excited about it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to come through. I'm like an adopted. I do a lot of stuff for the ticket.
Yeah.
So we're coming down there and, you know, come down and support you, man. That's what's up. All day, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. All day, boss.
Peace.
All right.
Kid with the exclusive, Dez Bryant. No one on the ticket has ever had an exclusive like this one. Dad McDowell.
That was a good one.
That dude's insane.
He is insane. Let's see. What have we played so far? Cowboy Shaq laughing. We did that.
Yep.
Cole Beasley. Tyler
we haven't
Patton.
Done Brandon Carr.
Brandon Carr. Let's end up with Brandon Carr.
Okay.
As I think Kid will tell you, it's Brandon Carr immediately when he sees him. I think. I don't know. Here we go.
Brandon Carr.
What's up, man?
How are you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Good to meet you, man.
Huh? Okay.
Could you pause it? Can you see how consistent it is when people meet him and they just immediately giggle?
Yeah.
Like a girl.
Like, I can't believe it.
It's you.
Right. Yeah. It's like, okay,
you're,
I think so, but
you're him.
How you doing? I'm fine. Stop giggling.
They're all giggly and they're puffing up their hair.
Trying to make sure everything
make
is
sure
straight.
Make sure their lipstick is on
Pick
right.
down their eyebrows. Make sure everything is looking good.
These are NFL players. They don't do this for just anyone, but Kid brings it out of them.
Brandon Carr.
What's up, man?
How are you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Good to meet you, man.
Maybe because usually they're meeting people who are giggling and excited
I guess
to
so.
Meet them.
Yeah, yeah.
And to meet someone more famous than you, I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Tables turned. Icons of youth.
Huh? Okay.
Might have, I have a few words with you?
Yeah, let's go.
Doing some stuff here with the ticket. How are you feeling as training camp has begun?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, just had a little three-day stretch before our next break, so... And my body's feeling like I'm in training camp, but I'm feeling good. I'm taking care of it, maintaining.
Hey, so he does about a minute of actual just like football talk here. You want to hear that?
Whatever.
You want me to fast forward?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Okay. There's a minute of non-Shaq laughing is what I want to say. And I know we promised Shaq laughing during the
All right, go ahead.
During the kid
you,
and play.
You can move to the golden.
Mind. Is your mind right? You know how they say you got to get your mind right.
My mind.
It's a different football interview. It's not really the way you would conduct
not
it.
Not like Chris Mortensen's
it's solid,
doing.
You know, you can't beat this weather out here, this great atmosphere with all the fans and just opportunity to come out here and mix it up with my guys every day.
That's what's up. Yeah. Better than, right, I heard it's like 105 in Dallas right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's blazing at home. So I know when we get home it's going to be somewhat of a shock. But, you know, take advantage of this opportunity out here to get better and just to soak in the great weather.
Yeah, isn't it? And the atmosphere is great. The fans, I see you headed over to the fans. What are the fans coming out in these, you know, in these throngs? What does that mean to y'all? How does that inspire you?
They give us energy, man. You know, they're, you know, they support us, of course, on Sundays. But just to come out here and see us, you know, grind it out through the dog days of training camp and to see us make our mistakes and also make great plays. And they're here cheering us on and, you know, just motivating us each and every day, man. We, you know, you can't ask nothing more from these great fans of the Cowboys.
Awesome. Okay, final question. I got to ask, what is your favorite house party movie? Which one?
Let's see.
I know I know there have been many.
I got to pick out the first three.
yeah, those are the only. Those are the ones I was in. That's
yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Pick out. There you go. Right. I'm in it, huh? You know. The first three, and then you know.
Give me a favorite scene out of the house party movies that you remember.
let me see this censor. My favorite scene that's censored.
Oh no! What did I do?
My favorite scene is when those guys trying to get into the house, get into the party. It's like, I smell.
Rhymes with wussy.
Yeah, wussy.
That's full force, right? That's what's up. You too, brother. Have a great season, man. All right. He went right to that one. Censored.
Yeah.
That's my buddy Will.
All right.
That's what's up. You know, Donnie.
That's what's up, man.
Do you remember that scene, Bob?
I do, actually. I do, actually. It's on. It's on pretty
very
often.
Very memorable scene.
Indeed.
Never seen that movie.
You've never seen House Party?
So I believe that needs to be a movie of the month at some point.
Okay.
For sure.
And there is Kid with the Dallas Cowboys.
Very nice.
Pretty amazing.
Very nice.
Looked like he added an intoxicating effect on everybody but Tony Romo.
Beasley was pretty chill, too. When he talked to Beasley, Beasley didn't seem to be over the moon.
I think he feeds off of if they're excited to see him, he gets more excited. Beasley was just kind of,
Hey, Beasley, man, is one of the most laid-back dudes you'll ever
right,
meet.
Right, right.
He's the garden snake.
He's the paper boy. Garden snake. Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. So, Kid up here and now quickly gone. In fact, did you even see the Dallas Cowboys Twitter feed celebrated him being at practice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw a few media guys out here tweeting him. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Everybody getting pictures with him. It's like all these media people, some that don't want to have anything to do with us ever, all of a sudden are, hey, Bob and Dan. Hey.
Is that Kid?
Yeah. Is he with you guys?
I haven't talked to you in 10 years.
There's a couple people that automatically assume that he must be friends with Donovan. And I'm like, dude, we forged a relationship for Donovan, yes, but the initial contact, that was hard guest booking league work. And I'd like to think that we have a relationship not just because of Donovan.
Well, I was kind of walking him around like his handler.
He's mainly friends with me, though.
The crowd.
Right. He means a lot to many
he's
of us.
Spoken to you before your wedding.
That's right.
He gave you your last words of advice before you went.
He's a mentor.
There.
The crowd's going crazy. You know who else went crazy on the sidelines? Nate Newton.
Yeah?
Nate Newton sees Kid.
We didn't always record on that one.
No, I didn't have it. It was before practice was ended.
Okay.
And he just walked down, and Nate goes over, and he wants to take a picture. The Oxnard police called Kid over.
Dude, that was weird as heck.
Did you take pictures of that?
The Oxnard police.
They were letting him ride around in a golf cart that they have out here.
He was sitting in the golf cart, and he called him over. He's like, hey, man, I got to get a picture. And Kid looked and said, whatever you say, sir, and went over and sat down, and he had him do a video for his brother because it was his birthday or something. But
it's amazing.
When Lucius shows up at the prison, and they just kind of let him in, and you can interview whoever you want.
Did Kid buy an eighth from Nate Newton?
I don't think so. I don't think so, Jake.
Russell Maryland was a little happy to see him also.
They did exchange something, but it looked really clandestine and just on the sly.
Like they gave a little dap, then he went to his pocket.
All right, it's 1:26, so nice job, Kid. Wherever you are today, if you're awake, way to go.
There's no way.
Quite an impression on today's show.
There's no way Kid's awake
There's
right
no
now?
There's no way he's awake. Not after last night.
Like you were leaving, did he stay?
No, it shut down. So he was leaving also, but he was in.
They made him leave.
And he may not have gone straight home. Who knows?
Great stuff from camp yesterday. Coming up.